From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he sees progress being made in ending misunderstanding between the United States and Muslim nations, but he says there's more work to be done. The president speaking in Indonesia today. That's the world's most populous Muslim nation, and NPR's Scott Horsley says it's a country that's familiar to the president.
Mr. Obama said he hardly recognized the fast-growing metropolis where he lived for several years as a child, beginning in the late 1960s.
As president, I'm here to focus not on the past, but on the future, the comprehensive partnership that we're building between the United States and Indonesia.
That partnership includes multi-million dollar efforts to encourage more student exchanges and to fight climate change. Mr. Obama is expected to cut short his visit tomorrow to avoid being grounded by a cloud of ash from a nearby volcano. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Jakarta.
There's only one U.S. Senate race that's still undecided. It's the three-way contest in Alaska. NPR's Giles Snyder reports election workers there are beginning to count thousands of absentee ballots today.
Election workers are beginning to tally more than 30,000 absentee ballots in a process made more complicated by incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski's decision to wage a write-in campaign against Joe Miller, the Tea Party-backed GOP candidate who beat her in the primary. Murkowski's decision appears to have been effective. Write-in ballots totaled more than 40% of the vote in last week's election. The majority are presumed to be Murkowski votes, but that's not yet clear. Election workers are to begin opening the write-in ballots tomorrow. Initial returns show Miller trailing the write-in vote by more than 13,000, but he says he's cautiously optimistic that he can gain ground with the counting of the absentee ballots. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Tugboats are headed toward a cruise ship that's been adrift off the Mexican coast after a fire in its engine room knocked out its propulsion. There are nearly 4,500 passengers and crew members aboard the Carnival Splendor. Coast Guard Lieutenant Chris Johns, who's aboard a Coast Guard cutter nearby, spoke with NBC's Today Show.
The plan is to go ahead and have the tugs arrive on scene, reassess the situation, and attempt to hook up a tow and actually tow the ship towards Ensenada.
John says it will take 24 hours to tow the ship to port. The cruise ship does have basic services such as toilets and cold water, but those aboard are having to make do without air conditioning and hot food. Chevron says it will acquire natural gas firm Atlas Energy in a deal valued at more than $3 billion. Chevron following its larger rival ExxonMobil, which made a similar acquisition to gain a larger foothold in the natural gas business. The deal gives Chevron access to major natural gas reserves in Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, stock prices are mixed. The Dow Industrials are down 9 points at 11,397. The NASDAQ is up 5. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department says wholesale inventories were up 1.5% in September. That's a much larger gain than was expected and the ninth straight monthly rise. Former French President Jacques Chirac has been ordered to stand trial in a second corruption case dating back to his tenure as mayor of Paris between 1977 and 1995. Eleanor Beardsley reports Chirac has been dogged by political financial scandals for years.
The avuncular Chirac, one of France's most popular politicians since he left office in 2007, certainly hasn't faded from view. He is already set to stand trial in March in one long-standing corruption case, and now an investigating judge has ordered him to be tried for illegal conflict of interest in a similar case. Chirac is accused of creating fictitious jobs while he ran the city of Paris to employ friends, cronies, and those who funneled money to his party. Chirac comes from the same conservative political party as current President Nicolas Sarkozy, although the name has changed. While he held France's highest office from 1995 to 2007, Chirac used his presidential immunity to keep investigators away. Chirac has denied any wrongdoing. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Authorities have rounded up dozens of child prostitutes and arrested scores of pimps as part of a nationwide crackdown on the sexual exploitation of children. FBI spokesman Jason Pack.
The result of the operation was the recovery of 69 children who we were finding being victimized through prostitution.
Pack says those children have been placed in protective custody or returned to their families. In addition to the accused pimps, nearly 800 other adults have been arrested on a variety of state and local criminal charges. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.